Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let's get real for a minute. Life can throw some curveballs, right? Sometimes those curveballs feel like they're headed straight for your happiness and well-being. You know that feeling when you're just drowning in stress, anxiety, or maybe even a little bit of sadness? We all go through it, but what I want to talk about today is something super important. The courage to seek help when you need it. It's not a sign of weakness, folks. It's a sign of strength, self-awareness, and commitment to your own mental health. Think about it this way. If you sprained your ankle, would you just try to walk it off? Probably not, right? You'd go see a doctor, get the proper treatment, and take care of that injury. Your mental health deserves the same level of attention and care. So today, let's break down why seeking help is so crucial, how to actually go about it, and how to overcome those pesky stigmas that might be holding you back. Here are five key takeaways we're going to dive into. 1. It's okay to not be okay. This one seems obvious, but sometimes we put too much pressure on ourselves to always be happy, positive, and on. The truth is, it's okay to feel down, stressed, or overwhelmed. Our emotions are a natural part of being human. Accepting that reality is the first step towards taking care of yourself. 2. Help doesn't mean weakness. So many people think reaching out for help implies weakness, but that's just not true. It takes courage and strength to admit you need support, and to take steps to improve your well-being. Think of it like this. Asking for help is like asking a friend to give you a hand when you're carrying something heavy. It doesn't make you any less capable, it just means you're smart enough to know when you need an extra set of hands. 3. There are so many options. You might be thinking, where do I even begin? Don't worry, there are tons of resources available. From therapists and counselors to support groups and online platforms, there's something out there for everyone. Do your research, find what feels right for you, and take that first step. 4. Talk about it. T. Sometimes just talking about how you're feeling can make a huge difference. Lean on trusted friends and family. Share your experiences with someone who listens without judgment. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. 5. Be patient with yourself. Mental health is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad days. Be kind to yourself. Celebrate the small victories, and remember that progress takes time. Ever felt like you were carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? You know that feeling when you're constantly overwhelmed by stress, anxiety, or just plain sadness? That's what I want to talk about today, how seeking help can be a game changer for your mental health. Let me tell you a story. Back in college, I was juggling classes, internships, and a social life, all while trying to figure out who I was and where I fit in. It was a whirlwind of emotions, and I felt like I was constantly running on empty. One day, after a particularly stressful week, I broke down. Tears streaming down my face, I called my mom and confessed that I needed help. To my surprise, she didn't say anything judgmental or dismissive. Instead, she listened patiently, offered words of encouragement, and helped me find resources on campus. That conversation was a turning point for me. It taught me that asking for help is not a sign of weakness, but rather a courageous act of self-care. And you know what? It made a world of difference in my well-being. So, what's the takeaway here? Your mental health matters. You deserve to feel happy, fulfilled, and empowered. And remember, you don't have to go through this alone. There are people who care about you and want to help. Take that first step. Reach out to someone you trust. Explore available resources and start your journey towards a healthier, happier you. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words of encouragement. Leave us a review and let us know what resonated with you the most. And remember, keep checking in with yourselves, celebrate your victories, and never stop striving for that dopamine reset. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.